Bir Shulchem, yeah. Purim Sameach. We're doing the second half of Purim in the Pele Yoetz.
Purim.
We jumped to Purim. Today's shiur is dedicated to Eilu Nishmat. Sarah bat Moshe, Yishlomo ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel ben Gabriel, Tzivya bat Mashiach, Tamara bat Mashiach, Yosef ben Nisan, Liora bat Yitzchak, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, Yehuda ben David, Rinat Malka bat Dan, Shimon ben Mishael, Yitzchak ben Shlomo, and for their Poha Shema, Rachel bat Chana, Shemuel ben Rachel, Esther bat Chana, Dan ben Esther, Yehuda ben Esther, and Yosef ben Yafa, El Narefana Lahem. We are learning about Purim today, Purim Sameach. So yesterday we finished up with Pele Yoetz was speaking about the mitzvah of Seudah during the day of Purim. Today, there is a mitzvah to have a festive meal. That's one of the four mitzvot of Purim. So wherever you are today, make sure to have a special festive meal. And at the meal, there's a mitzvah to drink a little bit more than the amount that a person is accustomed to. I have the Gemara says, "Chayav adam lebasume bepurim." A person is required to drink a little bit. I don't know if the obligation would apply to an alcoholic. I don't think an alcoholic himself should drink a little bit more than they say. They shouldn't drink at all.
He should be the opposite. Is that
what it is? Yeah. The basume is
alcoholic. Actually, Ben Afochel shouldn't drink.
Yeah. But Pele Yoetz put that emphasis on a little bit more than you're accustomed to. But don't exaggerate. Apparently, even 200 years ago,
nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. They were
nothing has changed.
My cousin's Irish.
You look like you're from some Ratzin here, maybe, Baba.
I saw something very beautiful yesterday from Rav Mazuz. He said that, so everybody quotes, there's a very famous Tikkuni HaZohar, Tikkuni HaLpi Kabbalah. Tikkuni HaZohar says that the word Purim and the word Kippurim, Yom Kippurim, if you separate it, it's Yom Kippurim. It's like the day of Yom Kippur is a day that's like Purim.
Yes.
You would think Lehavdil, but so to speak, the day of Purim is so kadosh, so holy, it's even more kadosh than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you think, is the holy day? No, Purim has even greater potential of Kiddushah, even greater potential of holiness than the day of Yom Kippur. So Rav Mazuz writes, Purim is such a holy day, you have to take advantage of it for tefillah. Wake up and pray with Kavanah, give extra tzedakah, learn Torah on this day. And because it's such a holy day, that's why the Yetzer Hara is so strong. The Yetzer Hara makes people crazy on Purim. People lose their minds. Why? The Yetzer Hara goes and tells you, no, it's Purim. Right? Go all the way, drink. Go all the way to the extreme. And people lose out on the opportunity of such a holy day.
Sudan,
the day that a person has the ability to serve Hashem with
Simcha. How many bottles we can have?
Mitzvah Mishloach Manot. Let's continue in the Pesach. So the third mitzvah. First mitzvah we did was Megillah. One last night, and a person has to hear Megillah today as well. Then mitzvah of the Seudah, mitzvah of having a festive meal. Mitzvah mishloach manot ish lere'evo. There's a mitzvah to send gifts of food, a person to his friend. Ashrehem Yisrael, praiseworthy are the Jewish people. Again, things have not changed in 200 years. It's something amazing. Mekayemin otay yoter me'achiyuv. Most people do much more than they have to. Right. To do the mitzvah of mishloach manot, all a person has to do is send two food items to one person. You say two different types of food to one person. That's all you have to do in order to do mishloach manot. Is that Ashrehem Yisrael? Look at the Jewish people.
Baruch Hashem.
People send to so many people. Nobody. How many people do you know that they only send to one person? They don't send to anybody else.
Amazon, an amazing service.
So he's saying. He's
praising the Jewish people that they give much. They give much more. Even back then, it was common that people were sending to many people,
with a horse.
Not just to one person.
And a wagon.
Aval, but one thing says Pele Yoetz. Aval matov, it's a very good idea. Lishloach leman deit yakur mityakerbe. send at least one of your mishloach manot to a person that it's not so easy for you to send it to.
That's the key.
Now, if you receive something from somebody you don't regularly receive, now it's now you're in an awkward situation.
Now you know who
you have to call and say thank you.
you have to put water under the bridge. That's what he basically said.
The whole idea. Okay, gadol katan, for example, is an older person for a younger person, or for someone you think that somebody is smaller than you. Send them a little mishloach manot. Uman diikve didlek veda ilave, or someone that you had some tension, a little bit of a machloket, a little bit of a argument, a little bit of something that happened. Send them a mishloach manot. Send them a mishloach manot on Purim. Don't only send.
In reality, we should send to our wives.
If you're having meals with a friend and you take a plate, you fill it up with food, you serve it to your friends, it's considered mishloach manot?
If you
have a meal with friends.
If you have a meal with your friends.
If you fill up a plate and send it to him, it's considered mishloach manot.
It's considered mishloach manot, there's a minhag among some Ashkenazim. They say mishloach manot means that mishloach means you have to send it with somebody else.
You have to have
a messenger send it on your behalf. But we don't say that. We say you can bring it yourself also and give it to them. Yeah, mishloach manot.
And you can sit and eat with
them.
If you take somebody out to dinner, if you take somebody out for a seudah,
you have to actually give them food.
Make a party.
You have to pay for it. Make sure you paid for it too.
Yes, absolutely. But you have to give them food. But mishloach manot is also, it's specifically giving food. A person cannot just send money to fulfill mishloach manot. There's a very nice minhag that people have started to do, that there are many people that they just send you I made a donation on your behalf. To a tzedakah organization. Many people do it now. They, instead of sending the mishloach manot, they say, why? So much food and so much chametz before Pesach.
This is the key for the women.
Now everything is good to pass over.
Instead, let's make a donation to tzedakah. I'll make a donation to tzedakah in your honor. So it's a beautiful thing and it's a very, very nice thing. But at the same time, at least one mishloach manot, you have to fulfill the mitzvah with food that you
can also sponsor a day of breakfast in honor of your friend.
Not
today.
But part of the purpose of mishloach manot is kedei lesamech lev umlalim ulachayot lev nitkaim, right? In order to make increase the happiness of the day.
Someone who's depressed. Right?
Someone that you're already in good terms with and you're already in a good relationship. It's very easy. No, but add a real simcha to someone who's not expecting it. Somebody who wouldn't expect it from you. Bring happiness to their day. Wow. That's the mitzvah of simcha and Purim. Ulharbot ahava ve'achva shalom ve'reut. Right, to increase the love, to increase the brotherhood and peace amongst the Jewish people. And dechevan de avid, mitzvah chada, leavid mitzvah chariti. Right, you get a double mitzvah for that. That's what mishloach manot is really all about. V'chen, and the fourth mitzvah, mitzvat matanot la'evyonim, v'kayimin otah. Baruch Hashem, amongst the Jewish people, everyone fulfills the mitzvah matanot la'evyonim. Everybody gives tzedakah to the poor. Again, they say al pi kabbalah. They say kol haposhet yad notnino. That on the day of Purim, generally, you always check every poor person that comes to you for tzedakah. But on the day of Purim,
you don't check. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and your ears.
Hey, somebody puts out their hands. You give them something. You give
them with a smile.
Right? But this is the day of Purim. Aval mi ze arav elibo dimichtibay le lemebar aved. At the same time, mitzvah matanot le'evyonim, how much does a person have to do? Minimum, they say to give to two poor people, evyonim. Evyonim is plural. Mishloach manot ish lere'ehu. Mishloach manot is send, manot, plural manot, two types of food, ish lere'ehu, a person to his friend, to at least one person. Matanot le'evyonim, evyonim is in plural. That means for at least two poor people, you have to send a gift. Of how much? Minimum. Lechatchila is the minimum is the amount for one meal.
That's $20.
So how much is one meal? So
we decided 20.
So we estimate 20, but think about your meal. Right? You could send them a pizza.
If somebody eats a $50 meal, yes, you give $50.
But Pele Yoetz says further, he says, who can say that we're doing as much as we properly should?
Wow.
Right? The load is the load is based on the strength of the camel.
If the camel
is stronger, it should bear a greater load. So he's referencing here.
You're measuring, eh? We finished.
He's referencing here a Gemara in Masechet Ketubot that Nachtimon Ben Gurion, there's a very, very, very famous philanthropist in Yerushalayim. His name was Nachtimon Ben Gurion. And his daughter, one time, Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, is walking in the street and he sees a girl who she's going and collecting barley from the garbage. And she looks at him, and he looks at her, and he says, "Oh my goodness!" He says, "This is the daughter of Nachtimon Ben Gurion. She's collecting barley from the
dung.
Barley is animal food. It's animal food. But she needed food. She didn't have food, and she was going and collecting barley from the garbage. So how could this be? How is this possible?" And the Gemara said, and he said, "How is this possible?" He said, and on top of the fact, it's not that, you know, how is it possible that he was so wealthy that he was at the top of the top, and his daughters at the bottom? He used to give tzedakah. He said, "We know that he used to give tzedakah. So how is it possible for someone who was so giving that his daughter could become so poor?" So the Gemara gives two answers. The first answer was lichvodo de'avad. First one is that he gave only for his own honor, right? Only for people to look. It was only for people to see. When he gave tzedakah, so it wasn't really l'shem shamayim. He gave tzedakah, but it wasn't l'shem shamayim. The second answer the Gemara says is that according to his stature and according to his wealth, he didn't give. He gave tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars of people looked and said, "Wow, look how much he's giving." But for him, it was still much less than 10%. For him, it was still pennies what he was giving. So as the Gemara says, he says, "Lefum gamla shichna." Right, according to the camel is the load. Right, if the camel is stronger, it has to bear. So Pele Yoet says, there are many people that say, "You know what, I do $20, I do $20. If you can do more, give more.
Bli
neder. The Rambam writes, we always say it. The Rambam says that the majority of a person's expenditures on Purim should be tzedakah. It's a special day. Meaning that if a person looks and says, "I'm spending X amount on my mitzvot, on my feast, I'm spending $200 on my mishloach manon, I'm spending another $200, $400, give more than $400 to tzedakah on Purim." That's the highest level that a person can fulfill. Or the other way of looking at it is, "I'm spending $500 on Purim, give $251 to the poor, and $249 for yourself." That's the highest level, the ideal way to do matanot la'avionim, because there is no greater mitzvah
than tzedakah, to
bring joy and happiness to those who are poor and those who are depressed on the day of Purim. Umitzvah tzvat tzedakah b'yom hazeh hi ha'olah al she'ar hayamim. Giving tzedakah on this day, today, on the day of Purim, is higher than giving tzedakah on other days.
Wow!
You're doing tzedakah and you're doing matanot la'avyonim. Ulfi sodan shel dvarim, and according to the Kabbalah, the deep secrets of the Torah, b'chanukah u'purim ra'ui l'harbot b'tzedakah im amilei Torah. A person should specifically give to those who are learning Torah, to those who study Torah, because specifically Chanukah and Purim, hayamim ha'ele hen besod netzach vehor tamchin deoraita. Right, those days are corresponding to Netzach and Hod, which are two of the ten Sefirot. We're not going to get into a Kabbalistic lesson, but those who support the Torah. Kamvuar b'divrei Rabbeinu Ha'ari, as the Arizal explains, ve'ha'erech bizman ha'erech ha'viva mitzvah b'sha'ata. And how beautiful is a mitzvah that a person does in its time. Ki mikama zman korem Purim. How come? Because even from before Purim, ha'anim lovim asma ha'chanasar Purim. The poor people are borrowing money
for Purim,
knowing that
they're going to
receive on Purim.
Wow.
and they need it that much more because they borrow it.
They count on it.
They count on it. They're counting on what they're bringing for Purim. And not just that, even the poor who don't, after Purim, there are many expenditures for Pesach.
That's
why everyone's preparing for Pesach. So this time of year is one of the times of year which is a high expense time period. So in order for the poor to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, to be able to buy matzor and to be able to have their meal and to enjoy their Pesach, they need the tzedakah for Purim. From Purim, and that's why the mitzvah of giving tzedakah in Purim is on such a high level. A person should have mercy on them. V'lachshov shetehe hachnasa kitzia. That be'ezrat Hashem, you know, as much as I enjoy when I give out. I'm happy to give the tzedakah to the right place as well. She'enehem shel aniim teluyot al ha'ashirim. Because the eyes of the poor are looking towards the wealthy and to those who are able to afford to give them. Ve'ashirim teluyim b'mi she'amar v'ya olam. And the wealthy, together with the poor, are all looking up at Hashem.
Relying on Hashem to
give us as well. So imosif, mosifin lo ish kematenat yado. A person who gives more, Hashem gives him more as well.
Amen.
According to the amount that a person gives, birkat Hashem hita ashir. It's the bracha of Hashem, which is what brings wealth. And when a person gives tzedakah properly, he brings bracha to all of his wealth and to all that he has. V'lachen hachalash yomar giborani. The person who is weaker, is not as strong in their giving, he should say, today I'm a gibor. Today I'm mighty. Today I'm strong. I'm going to help Hashem to give to the poor and distribute to the poor. And Hashem will be with him as well. And bring beracha to all that he has.
Amen. Hazak Baruch, Rabbi.
Purim Sameach.
Everybody was listening today.